Up to 10 inches of rain fell in the Twin Ports last week, causing substantial flooding. That moved tremendous amounts of mud, sand, and gravel down rivers and into the big lake. Now, lake ecologists are trying to figure out what this might mean for fisheries and aquatic ecosystems in the western tip of Lake Superior. Eric Brown is the acting director of the Large Lake Observatory in Duluth. He says surveys show the sediment has inundated the entire water column for miles, going more than 100 feet deep. He says that could be a problem for spawning areas along the shore.
The adult fish are just probably not going to go there. But for the, you know, juvenile fish and for some of the spawning grounds that are in more coastal areas, you know, they are not big enough to really swim away from it. And so there may be more impacts for them.
Also, Brown says the sediment is more than likely laced with pollutants. He says they've already detected increased levels of phosphorus, which contributes to algae blooms.
So once the clays settle out of the water and you get some clarity, there are likely to be some ecological effects with algal blooms. The extent of that, we don't know.
Captain Adam Bowman runs Duluth Charter Fishing. He says the flooding and the sediment have cost his business thousands of dollars.
Cost us basically about a week of fishing, and now that we're back on the lake and back out catching some fish, we're going out about an additional 10 miles further than we typically would this time of year.
Bowman says those extra 10 miles are costing him about $80 more per trip. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.